This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now from the Majestic Theater in Dallas, Texas, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, our contestant Marcy won her way to the final round at the end of the show. We'll find out a little later who she will face off against. But first, it's time for a game we call Mystery Guest. A stranger is about to join us on stage. Jonathan and I have no idea who this person is or what makes them special. But our puzzle guru Art Chung does.
That's right. You and Jonathan will have to ask yes or no questions to figure out our mystery guest's secret. Mystery guest, please introduce yourself.
I'm Mary Walker from Ennis, Texas.
So in 2012, at the age of 53, Mary accomplished something pretty cool. And your job is to figure out what she did.
Okay. Mary, is the cool thing you accomplished, did it take place on Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good way to narrow it down.
Thank you.
Mary, was the thing that you accomplished sports related?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you run?
Yes. Kind of.
Kind of.
Did this thing that you did, this thing that you accomplished, have to do with running?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, when
you're a good runner though, right?
When you accomplish whatever this amazing feat is, were you given any kind of award or medal or trophy?
Yes.
Interesting.
Was there swimming involved?
No.
Uh-huh.
Did it happen outdoors?
No.
Interesting.
An indoor sports-related thing.
Yes. Helicoptering is out.
Right.
Hot air balloon.
Don't get too hung up on that answer.
Okay, great. Did you have to go faster than someone else?
Yes.
Aha! A race, they call it.
Yes.
Yes. I could have. The word came to me only after the concept.
Okay.
But that's what I meant.
Good. Sports is hard, man.
Tell me about it. That's why I'm a public radio personality.
Is this something you achieve individually, as in not part of a team?
Yes.
Okay. And we've ruled out running. It took place indoors, but Art's like, don't get hung up on it. Don't know what that means.
Did you break a record of some kind?
Yes.
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 What, Art, why did she make that weird face?
Which I wasn't sure. You broke a record, right?
At that time,
sure.
In 2012, I did break a record.
So it's not swimming, it's not sprinting, it's individual.
Okay, bicycling?
No.
Gymnastics?
No.
How is there a race in gymnastics? I'll give you a big hint.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in Texas.
Yeah.
Ah. Could be rodeo related.
Rodeo! Yes.
We got it right.
It's rodeo.
Rodeo.
Woo!
So in 2012, Mary won the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in barrel racing. She was the second oldest person to ever win the event. So Mary, for those of us who don't know, can you explain what barrel racing is?
Barrel racing is a timed event in the rodeo, and it's the only girls' event in the professional rodeo. So the fastest time wins. You are on a horse that actually runs around three barrels in a cloverleaf pattern as fast as you can.
That's pretty dangerous, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you were drawn to the danger, the risk factor.
I was drawn to the danger, and the danger did happen. And but I'm okay. Everything's great now. With 8 plates and 11 pins in my hip, I'm good to go. But yes.
Wow. Did you always ride horses growing up?
Yes. I've always rode growing up, yes. But competitively at this level for about 5 years.
And what made you decide that was the competition you wanted to be part of?
I like fast horses, and I like pretty horses. So that was the best event that I could come up with to do besides bull riding.
Right. Not as pretty of a horse in bull riding, is it?
No.
And this isn't a senior circuit competition. What's the age range of the competitors?
You have to be 18 years or older to compete. So this year, I've already qualified to go to my 5th National Finals Rodeo. And the youngest competitor, thank you, is 19.
How long do you think you'll compete?
You know, I keep saying till my horse is done, I will be done when he's done, but I think he just keeps going and I get more done-er. So, yeah, I hopefully another couple of years.
That's fantastic.
And you're in the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And your husband is in the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame.
And the National Cowboy Hall of Fame. Yes.
Which of the Hall of Fames are better?
I think the Cowgirl Hall of Fame is much better.
Clearly. Clearly.
Amazing. I'm totally honored and thrilled to meet you. Thanks for coming on stage and playing a game with us.
Oh, I was so honored to get invited. I live 30 minutes south of here, so it was great to be invited to this, and we're having a blast.
Thank you. I'm glad. Everyone give it up for our mystery guest, Mary Walker.
Thank you.